No.
Sorry. Good morning. It is now 9:35 a.m. We are here today, Friday, April 4th, 2014, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the pre-hearing for OPA PA 14-001, GMB Modern Tech versus GDOE. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Peter Perez and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodham Gerardo and Jarek Hernandez. Will Appellant JMB please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
John Trelawyer, the attorney for JMB.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency GDOE please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Andrew Paris, counsel for Department of Education, and with me is Marcus Pito, Supply Management Administrator.
Thank you. Will interested third-party GRN please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
This is Arnoco, President of GRN Incorporation.
Thank you. We may begin.
Good morning. Are there any exigencies or funding issues which would affect this appeal?
Not to my knowledge.
For the record, we noticed in your clarification it is local
correct.
Money. And you do have the cash.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And just a disclosure, in the 1990s, I don't remember when, JRN was represented by David Lujan. I was an associate for him then. I don't remember the specifics of the matter. It was an unrelated matter, and it's my position I can be fair and impartial in participating. Does anybody have any objections?
GDOE has no objection.
JB, no objections.
Mr. Newcomb?
I don't have any objections, sir.
Okay. We have some proposed dates in mind. There's a legal issue that appears to exist here, and that's with respect to whether or not the lifting of the automatic stay was proper. What we're going to do is give the parties an opportunity to address that issue, and those dates will also be the motion cutoff dates. So with respect to the stay issue, J&B should address whether or not it believes the automatic stay should still be in place or whether it was improper for the stay that had been lifted. So that should be filed by April 11th. That will also be the motion cutoff for the parties. And then on April 18th, that will be the date for DOE to respond to the stay issue and for the parties to file oppositions to any motions the parties have filed. Then the reply date would be April 23rd on the stay issue and on any motion issues. Also on that date, and we're going to issue an order after a hearing scheduling order, there are certain pre-hearing filings that we request, which would include formal hearing briefs stating the parties' respective positions, supported by applicable authorities, a statement of stipulated facts, witness lists, exhibit lists, and pre-marked hearing exhibits. So that would be April 23rd, the reply date. A tentative hearing on the motions is May 9th. So we'll have a tentative motion hearing date of May 13th at 9 a.m. And then the hearing on the merits would be May 14th at 9 a.m. And we're identifying the May 13th date as a tentative hearing because those issues might be addressed on the pleadings. Are there are any issues parties wish to address?
Yeah, I'll be back on the 12th.
I may have a trial, but if I have a trial starting that date, I'll let everyone know. And the motion hearing and the hearing on the merits is what time?
So the motion, they'll each be at 9 o'clock, one day right after the hearing. If the if the motion issues are going to be addressed on paper, then there'll be an order and we'll take off that date. Are there any other matters? Just for clarification, DOE actually lifted the stay?
Yes, we have.
And awarded the contract?
We have, because it's our position that this was a post-award. The contract was issued post-award. Sorry, the stay was issued post-award, so we weren't dictated by the under the law or the automatic stay. That's GDOE's position.
The award, I think, was February 5th, right?
Correct.
And the protest
was filed
the 6th.
Correct.
And then the automatic stay was put in place on the 7th, right?
Correct.
So the date that it was lifted was March 7th?
Correct.
Any other matters?
It's been a while. Is there a formal request? We're proceeding as if this is a formal request for the hearing.
That's correct. As of now, if we change our mind, and I'll put it in writing.
Sure.
And if we change our mind, we'll change.
Yeah.
I guess our concern is, and maybe I can find out, but if the contractor is going forward with the job now, At the end, we're requesting for them not to award them, obviously.
Right.
But if they're going forward and complete with the job, a remedy will only be damages then.
Right. I mean, we can't advise you what to do, right? But if you feel like it would be appropriate to try to do something on a more expedited basis.
Oh, can I just, in their pleading, they acknowledge that it's a post-award. It was already awarded, so.
Well, we didn't have a choice because we had the decision of awarding and our denial at the same time.
Right. That's why we want you guys to address that issue. I mean, we saw how that played out. So if the parties feel like they need to do something on a more expedited basis.
I understand.
And let me just say for the record also, in the G4S, appeal on DOE, I think DOE, not to say that those cases are comparable, let me just say, but the outcome was different. In this case, and it's on our website for the details, but the summary of that particular appeal of the decision was in favor of G4S, and then we told DOE to award it to G4S, even though, again, the other bidder, and I don't recall who the other bidder was, or the one who DOE won, was had already started the contract also.
Thank you.
So that's, but again, the facts and the information are slightly different, so it's really up to you as the appellate to decide.
Talk to my client.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's the reason why we wanted to get this issue up front, because we're finding that there's been a different position by agencies with regard to the automatic stay. And we're also looking, and we've established what our decision is, that the automatic stay should remain in place throughout. But the DOE is taking a different position.
Thank you very much.
Are there any other matters? So this hearing is concluded. Chair?
Yeah. This concludes the pre-hearing for OPAPA 14-001, J&B Modern Tech versus GDOE. The time is now 9:50 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you.